Good evening. This meeting of the Duluth Economic Development Authority for March 27th, 2024 is now called to order. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
I will. Eric Forsman, absent. Ellie Just, absent. Janet Kennedy, thank you. Dan Markham? Thank you. Shaquana McIntyre, absent. Connor Randall?
Present.
Thank you. Roz Randorf?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we move to the public comment, I'm going to ask the commissioners to please review the agenda and identify any items that you may have a conflict of interest on. And if you do, please let it be known.
Yes, I have a business relationship currently with Merge Urban Development, so that refers to items on the agenda 24D20, Exhibit A, 24D21, 24D22, and 24D23. So I will be abstaining on those items.
Thank you. With that, we will move on to the public comment. Is there anyone here to address the commission on any matter?
So I do have some signups. So first, I have Gary Eckenberg, 2421 West 6th Street, speaking on resolution 24D17 in favor.
Panel commissioners, it caught me by surprise. I thought I wouldn't be able to speak until the item came. Very happy to speak to it now. Gary Eckenberg, 2421 West 6th Street. I'm here in a couple different modes tonight. I am a member of the Historical Preservation Commission that first heard this item, which is resolution number 24D17 and 24D18. I also happen to be a neighbor of that property. I've lived on that block for about 47 years now. And I can certainly convey the anxiety and the concern and the worry and the hope that something could happen with this property, which has been a derelict property for certainly 40 of the 47 years that I have lived on that block. At the Heritage Preservation Commission, certainly we saw this as commissioners of the HPC as really the only hope for that property, because the landmark designation, as I understand it, allows the property to be used in a way that was originally intended, commercial and residential, a mixed use, that part of your resolution this evening. So again, I'm speaking in favor of it, but I'm speaking in favor of it very tepidly, with great anxiety, but with a lot of hope. And I bring the neighbor's hope with me tonight. There'll be questions that you'll hear tonight about the timeline. Will the property be able to be taken care of a little better, shall we say, than it has been for the last 40 some years? Indita's ownership, which is only going to be short, I understand, maybe for a few minutes tonight before it's transferred to another owner. But I would encourage Indita to be sure that in its recommendation to sell it on the next resolution, that you have some contingencies there about helping the neighborhood by making that property a little more. Never going to be beautiful until something happens with $200,000, but at least a little more acceptable, so it doesn't look like something that is dragging a whole neighborhood down with it.
And then Gary, I'll just have you stay here. So I've got Gary Eckenberg, 2421 West 6th Street, speaking on resolution 24D18 in favor. Did you want to speak on that as well?
I could spend another 3 minutes, but I think I've brought everything I need to say. I know I have another neighbor of mine who's here tonight who will ask some pointed questions. I know that some of the concerns that neighbors brought directly to the Heritage Preservation Commission were concerns that there hadn't been any plans for the building, there was no proof of funds for the building, there were no estimates of restoration for the building, and there was no reasoning why any kind of damages hadn't been mitigated over some 20 years. That's with the owner that you have purchased the property from. We understand that he's no longer in the picture. His ability to manage properties is lax, and hopeful that Dita and the new owner will have much greater motivation to manage.
Thank you. And then we've got one more. So I've got Asher Estrin, 2417 West 6th Street, speaking on resolution 24D-18, neutral.
Good evening. I spoke out against it at the Planning Commission meeting because it had just been a nightmare on that block for the longest time. So I do have some hope, enough to go neutral, but there are still some concerns I have, mainly the timeline. Don't know how long it'll take for approvals and coming up with a plan and what those plans are, which I understand would be commercial and residential. And as for residential, with a multi-unit property, there is no parking on that street. There's no available parking on that street. So I'm curious about a plan for the back of it, if there's off-street parking there. And even the maintenance of the building between now and whenever something happens. When I spoke out against it before, there was broken glass that had fallen out of the building onto the sidewalk. And by the time I got home, the window sashes had fallen out as well. So it crumbles day by day. And the only good thing about it is that, and Gary could attest to it, is the pigeon problems that we've all had on our roof. They've all moved into that building, every one of them. So we don't have pigeons on our roof anymore, but if I had to find a positive, that would be it. So I am concerned about the timeline and the parking specifically.
Thank you. I don't have any other signups.
Okay. I'll make a second call for public comment. And I'll make a third call for public comment.
No other comments?
With that, we also have a public hearing. Should I still open the public hearing?
Yep.
Okay.
So you want to open each?
Yeah.
Yep, and then close each.
Okay, thank you. There are two items for which we will hold a public hearing. We will now open the public hearing on item number 24D-17, resolution authorizing the acquisition of certain real property in the Lincoln Park neighborhood from Bellinger 1916 LLC. Second call for the public to address item number 24D-17. And this is the third and final call for the public to address item number 24D-17. The public hearing on this item is now closed, and I will open the public hearing on item number 24D-18, resolution authorizing conveyance of certain real property in the Lincoln Park neighborhood to Festies, Inc. Second call for the public to address item number 24D-18. And this is the third and final call. Public hearing is now closed. With that, I will move forward to the approval of meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from December 20th, 2023? So moved. Any discussion? A vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I will now move on to the approval of cash transactions. Do I have a motion to approve the report of cash transactions for February 1st, 2024 through February 29th, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
Favor? Oh, yep, go ahead.
I did get a chance to review this yesterday. Could you, so it's been revised? Update on what the revision was, please. Thank you, Ms. Hobbs.
President Randall, commissioners, from what I understand, the additions that were made were simply a correction to reflect accurate category description, so a clerical update that was made.
Is it visible or is it, a strike? Did you have a strike through on it? Or could you tell me
I don't believe the strike through was on there. This came from our finance department. I'll pull it up and I'll tell you the exact change.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So the wrong description was put in for the payment by ANP. So there was a glitch with New World, which is the system that we use. So she updated the transaction to the correct contractor PO. And it looks like the one that was updated or corrected was the New History Inc. on 2/12/24. $8,051.22. So she said that it was just the PO was different, so she corrected that. Just a clerical error. Thank you for the question.
Further questions or discussion? Vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, moving on to new business and resolutions for approval. We will start with item number 24D-17, resolution authorizing the acquisition of certain real property in the Lincoln Park neighborhood from Bellinger 1916 LLC. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Second.
Would you like to provide some color on this one?
Randall, thank you very much. So again, Director Anchetti sends his regrets. He had to travel down to the Capitol to provide some testimony on the Lot D project, which is super exciting. So I'll be filling in the interim. But I just wanted to speak to this project really quickly. So this item on the agenda is a great example of the role that economic development authorities can play. Staff worked together with several departments within City Hall to coordinate, to help eliminate fees and make this process quick and as painless as we can, and facilitate this deal by purchasing it from current ownership while simultaneously selling to a local developer who has a successful track record with blight redevelopment, someone that we have worked with in the past, and at no extra cost to DITA. In fact, DITA will be able to compensate staff for their time through this transaction, and you'll see that reflected in the attached agreements. And so this action will save a locally historic building. We know that the best method of preservation is use, and this transaction will get this building back into functional use and eliminate the blight. Again, as I shared, the developer has a great reputation as a successful blight redeveloper in Duluth, and we do have some examples of projects that we've collaborated in the past. The blighted property is in Lincoln Park, as you heard from the neighbors that joined us this evening, and the buyer is planning at least one unit of housing and a minimum $200,000 investment. And I know there are staff here available if there are additional questions.
Thank you so much. Did you want to be called Manager Hobbs?
Hobbs is fine. Thank you
so much, Ms. Hobbs. Would we be able to address the parking issue that was brought up by the speaker, as well as kind of the timeline and the blight issues that they're dealing with?
Randall, Commissioner Randorf, that is absolutely something I can bring back to discuss with Director Ronchetti. I don't know, Attorney Mangan, if that was anything that came up in discussions previously, feel free to share, but that is something that I did note that we would be able to discuss and make sure are part of those conversations.
As far as parking, I don't know that that's been discussed with the proposed buyer, but they do intend to develop and put in the $200,000. And I don't know that there's space. As far as parking requirements, that may be a planning commission decision. As far as you know, other use beyond you know, the one housing unit that we're requiring.
And it sounds like there's one housing unit going in, but there's a mixed-use component. So is that have been determined, or what's the scope of the project? Do we know the total scope?
A requirement for a minimum one unit, based on conversations with the proposed buyer. There's an up to six intention proposed, but again, that's a planning department decision.
Six units by the developer? And any commercial use that we know of yet?
Yes, so the intent of the local historic preservation, local historic designation would provide for that mixed use. And so that is a very important component for the proposed buyer.
I can see how six units would then be a parking concern. Okay, we'll watch what planning says with that. Thank you.
Other questions or discussion? I just have a quick question. You mentioned the prior projects. Is $200,000 within their wheelhouse based on what we know?
President Randall, commissioners, we do have senior economic developer Tom Church here. Tom, I'm not sure if you're able to speak to any past examples off the top of your head.
President Randall and commissioners,
I'll do my best. I know that Festies Inc. has recently completed a rehab of a blighted property that was condemned due to a fire. That was a project that I think had a total cost of approximately $380,000 and was supported by a approximately $300,000 housing trust fund loan. They are tackling at least one, if not two, other similar projects using support through the housing trust fund as well.
I do have one more follow-up question, if I could. Thank you, Ms. Hobbs. Do we have any, and I'm looking at the contract here, in a nutshell, what is DITA asking this developer as a minimum? What's our expectation?
President Randall, commissioners, Attorney Mangan, I know you've been a little more involved in these conversations with the developer. Are you able to speak to that?
President Randall, commissioners, the minimum is one unit, minimum one unit of housing and $200,000 investment.
Is there a timeline attached? It has to be refabbed by what date?
President Randall, commissioners, the requirement is that development must start within a year of the sale.
Start?
Yes.
So if it starts, could it be on ending? Do we have an end date?
Give me one second to. President Randall, commissioners, I would direct you to the exhibit to Resolution 24D-18, page 4, section 6.6G. So the one-year deadline is provided as within 1 year of the date of conveyance of the property, buyer shall devote the property to its intended use as set forth, which is the one unit of housing and $200,000 of investment. If buyer fails to do so, seller, which is DITA, may cancel the sale and title will revert back to DITA.
So by today, next year, they need to have it done?
That's my understanding.
I have one question regarding the mixed use. Do you have the coding or the UDC for what types? And then with the concerns of the neighbors, there can be a variance or things like that. Are there any restrictions that we would see that would be valid and that we may want to put guardrails around for the neighbors?
President Randall, Commissioner Kennedy, I do not have that information off the top of my head. Apologies, but that is absolutely something, if necessary, to be able to make that decision that we could circle back with at a later date.
I don't know if that's a decision we could make or put on for a condition for DITA, or if it's planning. And I've served on the Planning Commission, and sometimes once it gets to planning, you know, they can only really think about the code and the building and can't make some decisions based on some discretions. And so that would be my concern if something was maybe going to be developed that wouldn't really work for the community. But I'm not sure how to safeguard that.
President Randall. Yeah, President Randall, Commissioner Kennedy, unfortunately, I don't have a ton of context around that conversation explicitly. Without Director Ronchetti here, I don't know that I could answer that or speak to that. Apologies.
The Planning Commissioner was still here.
Follow up on that question. Is it then safe to say that... I just lost my question. Well, yours was about the variances.
The uses for mixed use, and if there could be a change that maybe wouldn't work with the neighborhood.
From DITA's standpoint, we're just asking for one unit. So anything else that happens is not in DITA's purview anymore, is it? It's just purely between planning and the council, right? Okay.
Well, Commissioner Randorf, that's correct.
Okay, got it.
If I may. Definitely yes, but the conversation should start here because sometimes that ball rolls a lot quicker once it gets to planning, and then community is not able to voice their concerns. Not that they can't, they just somehow sometimes don't show up or, you know. Thank you.
Okay, if there is no further discussion, we will move to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Motion carries.
Moving on to the next item, 24D-18, resolution authorizing conveyance of certain real property in the Lincoln Park neighborhood to Festies, Inc. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Do we need further discussion on this one, or?
President Randall, nothing additional from me. I think as we shared, these are two transactions happening simultaneously, so most of what was shared up top should address this one as well, but happy to take any questions that commissioners might have that we can answer.
Just to state the same things, same concerns that I had on the other one, making sure that whatever the mixed use is, that it's going to fit with the community. And, you know, making sure they have some input, not necessarily that all developers need to do what the community needs, but there needs to be a conversation. And I think in this instance, and it's right on the corner, I think it's really important to understand what that mixed use would be and how the parking and all those other things would help support the community.
President Randall, Commissioner Kennedy, I appreciate the comments and have noted those that we'll be sure to enter into that discussion with Director Anchetti and follow up as necessary.
Okay, if there is no further discussion, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Moving on to item 24D-19, resolution authorizing a tariff revenue sharing agreement between the Duluth Economic Development Authority and the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center Authority. Could I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Ms. Hobbs, would you please provide some background?
Commissioners, happy to. This is one that I can speak to with full confidence, as this is one that I worked on with Attorney Mangan. So this is one of the items that is complementing the items that came forward related to cruising in that special meeting in February. And so this is that tariff agreement that was discussed. So that will be $9 per passenger coming in through the cruise ships that will be then collected by the DEC, as they are the tariff authority, and then sent along to DETA to cover the cost of the dredging so that we can replenish that fund that we discussed and be able to move that really important dredging project forward.
Thank you. Any discussion? I just had one question or clarification. Initially, we discussed kind of the repayment period we were thinking. Can you just remind everyone of the timeline for the recollection of investment?
President Randall, commissioners, yes, 10 years is what we think will fully satisfy that. There's always a chance if we see an increase with cruising that will come through. It really is dependent on the number of cruise passengers coming through. But when we did our projections outright at first, it was around 10 years.
There is no further discussion. We will move to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, moving on to item 24D-20, resolution authorizing assignment of two contracts to the Duluth Economic Development Authority. May I have a motion?
Second.
Ms. Hobbs, could we please have some background?
Commissioners, happy to. So this is an action that will simply allow us to work with finance to transfer the contracts to DETA so that the American Rescue Plan funds can be considered spent and reporting can be complete. And so this is really just an opportunity to clean up some of that around the ARPA funds. And Attorney Mangan, if there's anything additional that you'd like to offer, feel free.
Discussion from commissioners? Then we will move to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
And just for clarification, Dan, did you have to abstain on this one?
Yes, I abstain.
Okay. So 3-1, right? One abstention, motion carries.
Moving on to item 24D-21. Resolution authorizing Fifth Amendment to Development Agreement with the Merge LLC. for the development of the Urbane Duluth project to update the project site's property description. May I please have a motion?
So moved.
Sobs, please provide some background.
Hello, Commissioners. So this, again, is a clerical correction. So when the original development agreement came through, it only included lots 321 and 323. And so this is just clarifying that lot 325 is also included in the project site.
Any discussion? We'll now move this to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
And that's going to be 3-1, 1 abstention. Motion carries.
Okay, moving on to item 24D-22, resolution authorizing Merge LLC to assign their development agreement for the development of the Urbane Duluth project to Urbane 218 LLC. Provide some background.
Commissioners, yes. And so this resolution authorizes the assignment of the development agreement with Merge to their operating LLC, which is Urbane 218. This is a simple and common business practice for developments of this type.
Any discussion? Okay, I'll move to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
And we had one abstention. Markup. 3-1, motion carries.
Okay, moving on to 24D-23, resolution authorizing an estoppel agreement with Urbane 218 LLC for the development of the Urbane Duluth project.
Second.
Please have some additional background.
Randall, Commissioners, yes. So this essentially is an agreement to agree. So once the promissory note for TIF is created upon construction being complete, we will then assign that note to the lender.
Questions?
Can we get even a broader update on the project? We know there's been some timeline changes. There's been some stalls. Can we kind of get updated from where it was at to where we are today?
Commissioner Randorf, happy to. Director Ronchetti and I chatted this morning about this, so excuse me while I reference my notes to make sure I'm getting it all correct, but he is in regular communication with both the developer and the contractor. They are very close to closing. They are working on one final term, which relates to some of the payments around outstanding bills with the contractors that they are working on financing. Based on what Director Ronchetti shared, closing should be happening late this week.
And right now, you know, we haven't seen much movement. We saw a window go in. We still have a bunch of openings. We had a snowstorm. Is there any worries that this has been sitting there a long time and it's got a lot of snow in it now and it's had a lot of weather, you know, elements? What is our thinking?
Randall, Commissioner Randorf. Again, when I spoke with Director Ronchetti this morning, he felt very confident and excited by the movement and opportunity. So I did not hear any expressions of concern or worry related to some of those pieces.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we will move to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
And we had one abstention, 3-1. Markham abstains. Motion carries. Thank you.
That is the end of the resolutions for this meeting. We can have a final discussion. I'm sure Director Ronchetti would have had something put together, but is there any general comments from commissioners or staff that you'd like to bring up?
I would be curious to find out more on the weathering of buildings and how that works. I know that's not in our purview, but I would love to learn more about that, and because it is important that the buildings are sound to begin with. But I'm guessing there's more that he knows that I don't know. I'd appreciate it.
President Randall, Commissioner Kennedy will make note of that. Thank you.
Any further comments or discussion?
President Randall, Commissioners, I would just say travel safely because it looks like the snow is back upon us. So hoping there's an end in sight.
Okay, with that, this meeting of the Duluth Economic Development Authority is now adjourned.
Thank you.